This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm upset.
Why is that? Because we're recording late on a Friday night?
No, I think it's
cool. Do you have other plans? Am I cutting into your discotheque time?
No, this is great, Tom. Guess what? No school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's
can
true.
Really cut loose.
Yeah.
Friday nights feel really good, don't they?
They sure do. No responsibilities. The weekend is all opportunity. You're going to get so much done. You're going to do so much fun stuff.
I'm not thinking about productivity, Tom. I'm thinking about vegging out.
Well, that too. Sometimes you get excited about vegging out, and then sometimes the weekend comes, and you're like, ah, shit. I had things to do.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I'm upset.
Okay. Yeah, forgot. We're not supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be upset.
Well, no. I just feel like, do you ever feel like you're out of touch?
No, I'm pretty plugged in.
Okay, then can you explain this to me?
Okay.
McDonald's. They partner with celebrities?
For like celebrity meals, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's a great marketing hook.
Yeah.
They're all celebrities that like, I'm not very familiar with.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They're like, not like doing it. It's not like the Stephen Malkmus meal at McDonald's.
Right. It's usually like up and coming musicians. And
yeah.
Stuff.
So they don't have any special menu items for them. It's just like, I like eating a cheeseburger and fries and a shake, so that's the meal that you get.
From what I understand,
And do they sell it at a discount? Like, what's the point? It's like McDonald's, to its credit these days,
yeah.
I think they've simplified the menu.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, if you're not going to have like a, oh, no, we put this weird new sauce on it, and like, there's, it's not a chicken patty anymore,
yeah.
it's a pork patty or something, then I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, oh, it's one of the six menu items that we have.
Yeah, it's more that they're meals, and I think sometimes, you know, the thing at McDonald's is sometimes you want like a little more than just a sandwich, fries, and soda. You might want some chicken McNuggets on the side.
That's what the value menu's for, Tom.
Yeah, this is like cutting out the middleman. So it's saying, you know, this is the meal you can get.
Cardi B and Offset, Tom.
Okay.
Of course, we know and love them.
Offset the company?
Offset the company, Tom? No,
it's
a man.
I'm thinking of Off-White. Okay. Offset.
Offset, yeah. He's a man. He's a rapping man.
Well, it sounds
Tom.
Like he's also a McDonald's meal.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
He has a meal.
Okay. So they don't have a joint meal.
They do.
Oh, why?
Because they're in love.
Oh,
and this is a
love
meal.
When you're in
love,
you get your own meal?
When you're celebrities,
wow.
They let you do it. Yeah. Cardi B and Offset meal. And I think it's kind of, they announced it at the big game, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can't legally say what that big game was.
No, we can't legally
we all
say
know
Super
them.
Bowl, yeah.
And, okay, so this is the meal. It's a quarter pounder with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems, okay. A cheeseburger.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce. Like, it comes with a packet
of
barbecue sauce.
Yeah, a packet of barbecue sauce.
Large fries.
Mm-hmm.
Baked apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
A Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And a high C orange lava burst.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are menu items and
yeah.
have been menu items. I don't understand.
It is.
And it's a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's a price break.
It costs $48. Yeah, I was going to say that is the thing that strikes me about as weird about these meals is that the drink is selected for you.
Yeah.
That's not usual. You can always pick whatever drink you want. But I guess it's like, yeah, if I want to pretend I'm Cardi B and Offset, I can order this meal and that's what I'll eat.
But this is supposed to be a date meal, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going. Pretend you and your your fiance, your lovely fiance, are going to McDonald's, Mickey D's.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, this is what you got. You got a quarter pounder with cheese, a cheeseburger, and fries.
Yeah. And an apple pie.
Mm-hmm. You divvy up the drinks, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, what, one of you gets stuck with a McDonald's cheeseburger, which is, you know, not a meal, and then you have to split the fries?
Yeah.
This is not enough for two adults. I don't think Cardi B and Offset are actually, I think they're getting their own meals. I think Cardi B's just eating a cheeseburger and like a few of Offset's fries.
I think that any celebrity, if they're going to McDonald's, they're sending somebody there and saying, order two of everything. And then they're just, you know, picking and choosing what they want. If you're Cardi B, you're not looking to save money off the value menu. You can just say, go there and get everything and then bring it back.
I know, and that's the premise here. I think the premise is like, these people can get whatever they want. They're
and
celebrities.
This is what they choose to get.
Exactly. And it's like, nothing's going to break the bank because...
One of the most famous female musicians out there, and she just wants a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Cheeseburger and maybe
one,
half
I'll
of
take
a large
the qualifier
fry.
Off. One of the most famous females out there.
Tom, how are you doing this week?
I'm good. Actually, I have a.
Are you not angry about this?
I'll admit I have a little bit of a hard time really getting my
Make a
ire
special,
up about it.
Let Cardi B like come up with a new sandwich.
I think that's usually
let her into the freaking McDonald's lab.
She's
earned it. God damn it!
I think. A lot of times what happens with these meals too is that there is some like side sauce.
The side sauce is barbecue sauce, Tom. I've been getting a side sauce of barbecue sauce at McDonald's since 1986.
It's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, but it's not a special sauce.
No. And also I don't think they put it on there. They just give it.
No, it's literally just a pack of it. This is bonkers, Tom.
I wonder what the monetary exchange behind this looks like, you know?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, the...
You think it's just like for like this, hey, this boosts both of our...
No, it's an endorsement. They're doing commercials.
So you think they're paying... she's doing commercials and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so it's a big game, Tom.
Then I am a little surprised. I was going to say I could see if
you
it's...
think Cardi B and Offset... Like two of the biggest music stars in the world are like, oh no, just use our names and likeness.
And then McDonald's gets, you know, they
and we'll give you one cheeseburger. Hey, come in, we'll give you a cheeseburger every week.
No, but
while this promotion is running,
think about how many people go into McDonald's not have hear new music lately.
I mean, a lot of
people. And they might say, boy, I wish I could find out about some of these new artists. And they learn about a new artist from the menu.
That's what Starbucks is for, Tom. That's what the CDs that they sell at Starbucks are for.
Yeah, they still do that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would think that they would let them have their own items. But I think they're also like pretty short, like the promotional period for these things.
Tom, I know.
It's extremely low effort.
I know, and that's what annoys me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King,
mm-hmm.
granted, they don't spend the money to get a celebrity endorsement,
yeah,
but they'll come up with an interesting new Whopper.
Right.
And
it might
not
be something that even sounds vaguely appetizing.
No, but at least it's something new. Yeah. And they should get like low-level celebrity. I think Malkmus would do like a,
a Burger King?
A crispy bacon Whopper or something.
Well, I mean, they won't know unless they ask him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does make me wonder how many customers that's really going to drive to a
It'll drive
game.
Me.
Yeah. I saw, too, like, somewhat recently.
They can get some of these ghouls, too, right? Like, what if it's, like, Ben Stein Whopper?
I don't think that's going to bring in
They'd have to, like, puree that or something.
Yeah,
I don't
they
think
put
Ben
it
Stein
in a blender beforehand for you. I know that like a few months ago, and by a few months ago, I mean anywhere from last week to 5 years ago, they were selling adult Happy Meals that had like some artist toys in it, mm-hmm. like artist design things, like yeah. collectible type thing.
You like that kind
of
crap.
Yeah,
right?
I thought yeah. about getting one of those because you could like order it through DoorDash or something.
So many times mm-hmm. when there's like a collectible or something,
yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I want that.
Mm-hmm. I want to collect that.
Yeah, but then it's like, what? And then, so I could put it in a closet in my home and yeah. like.
And then one day you can sell it and buy a yacht.
That doesn't happen anymore, Tom.
It does when everybody has that idea and they all keep it in the packaging in their closets.
Tom, mm-hmm. I'm announcing here on The Complete Guide to Everything.
Yeah.
I'm auctioning off my copy of The Death of Superman.
To the highest bidder?
To the highest bidder for charity.
Right.
I'm going to set it up, Tom. And half will go to me, half will go to charity.
Right. Well, you need your administrative fees.
Everything will go to charity.
In a way.
After anything left
everything
over after I buy
everything will go through a charity before it comes to you.
Exactly, yeah.
So you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Maybe I'll do that, Tom. And maybe I'll auction off.
The bidding starts at $10,000.
Yeah, but it's for a good cause.
And a good comic.
I don't know. I didn't read it. It's still in the plastic. Yeah,
you don't even know if Superman's alive or dead. It's like a Schrodinger's cat for you.
No, the logo on the bag uh-huh. is all bloody.
Hey, Superman can bleed and then be all right. It's unusual. Usually once he's like bleeding.
Does he
like,
have green blood?
No, he's got red blood.
Right?
Nah, because they want to make him, you know, there's...
I don't care what they want to make him. He's an alien.
They
want to
make him human-like. I mean, we don't know what his wiener looks like. He could have a real weird wiener.
Probably, but, you know, that also supports my contention that he should mm-hmm. have green blood. He's an alien, Tom.
Yeah, but he's on Earth, and he's I was gonna say he's breathing oxygen, but he can go into outer space and be fine. So yeah, I guess he doesn't really need oxygen. Yeah. I don't know. Well, it sounds like your next letter to the editors at DC Comics writes itself. Tim, I had something to ask you about.
As if you're, oh yeah, like I'm the guy that writes it. You've written letters to the comics, Tom.
Only when they're too woke, damn it.
Go on, sorry.
You ever have a midnight snack? Let me add a qualification there. The type of snack that comic strips like Blondie and Dagwood would lead you to believe that as an adult, you get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and go and make yourself a sandwich.
No, but mm-hmm. wouldn't that be nice?
I think so, but I don't think that's
wouldn't
ever happened.
Nice
I've never
eat a sandwich when you wake up in the middle of the night.
I've just never woken up in the middle of the night with feeling a desire to eat.
No, when I stay up too late.
Oh, absolutely.
Then I'm snacking. I have a snack yeah. attack, Tom.
Of course.
I have a midnight snack attack.
Yeah. I frequently eat at midnight, but it's yeah. I have not fallen asleep
I ate
before
a whole,
then.
We buy graham crackers for uh-huh. Our toddler yeah. son. Uh-huh. I ate a whole sleeve of graham wow. crackers last night, yeah.
And did he wake up this morning like, who the fuck ate all these graham crackers?
He really pushed me around. He didn't
hey,
like that.
I could smell them on your breath.
Yeah, because then I fell asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. Did not brush my teeth.
Covered in crumbs.
Yeah, covered in graham cracker crumbs.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, mm-hmm. that hasn't happened to me. I don't, yeah. If
I don't think it's
middle,
a real thing. I think the people who draw Blondie made it up.
I feel like things
used to be different.
Yeah.
People used to eat midnight snacks.
I think everybody was like a little, and this might just be a reflection of me, but I think everybody was just a little more relaxed all the time. And like, for me, like, even if I woke up hungry in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I shouldn't make myself
yeah.
a sandwich.
What if I fall asleep and I choke to death?
No, it's just like, you know, I'll wait till the morning. I think things were like freer yeah. and easier in the 80s and 90s.
I mean, if you think about it, like metabolism-wise, there's got to be like no worse time to eat than in the middle of sleeping.
I mean, I don't know how metabolism works, but well, I'll take your word for it. Apparent, a medical doctor such as yourself.
Yeah, I just know that it's not good to eat right before you go to sleep because your body's slowing down anyway. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, we'll take care of this food tomorrow.
Right. But what if you jolt awake and your heart's right. pounding, yeah, blood's flowing?
Get that food back in the, what do you call that, like a coal oven?
Yeah, in the coal oven, that is your body.
It should be fine to eat. You know, I'm thinking about this and I'm doubting all my research because it should be fine to eat at night and then go to bed. Your metabolism slows down. Okay, but that food's not going anywhere. It'll be in your tummy for when you wake up.
Yeah.
And your metabolism starts back up.
Yelling at me about this as if I have a stance.
All right. Forget everything you've heard. You can eat before you sleep. It's fine. You heard it from me.
Yeah. Take it from Tom.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
The food will be there in your tummy in the morning, and your body will take care of it then.
Yeah. Guess what, Tom? We're talking about food, like a couple maroons here.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about food this week. We're talking about drinks.
Yeah.
A specific dang drink.
One of the best drinks around, I'd say.
I don't like it.
Diet Coke.
Also, Tom, am I unique or is it a generational thing? I don't allow myself to have fun.
No, that's you.
I feel guilty whenever I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Is that why you don't like Diet Coke?
Partially. Like, I can't eat food that I enjoy or indulgent food without feeling guilty.
Yeah. I mean, it puts your comment of, I think everybody used to be a lot more relaxed in a different light. Now that you're admitting 30 seconds later, you feel extreme guilt when you enjoy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim, you know what? The middle of the night tonight, you should wake up, make yourself a sandwich. Treat yourself.
I think I would like that. Yeah. But here's the thing, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm freaking depressed. What do you want? A big Dagwood sandwich? You want every type of cold cut meat on there.
Oh, yeah. And you don't
need
meat.
A vegetarian, even though I like a big Dagwood sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, I've talked myself into being like, nah, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now my whole freaking life is just organized around it. So I can't even have that in the middle of the night.
You could have it in the middle of the night, and then you could just blame sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sleepwalked to the supermarket and bought a bunch of cold cuts. You don't, what about those, like, vegetarian cold cuts? They stink?
First of all, you get, like,
three in there.
Four slices of, like, fake turkey, and it's not worth it, you know? Like,
it's not worth saving the soul of a turkey?
No, it's not worth the like $9.50 it costs for
three slices of the worst turkey you've ever had.
Yeah, for just
like
slimy stuff that doesn't even taste like turkey. And the turkey is right there's so many
turkeys.
They have like, so many 20 pound turkey breasts right at the deli counter, three steps away from where they're keeping this garbage vegetarian cold cuts.
Yeah.
The turkey's already dead.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm a hero.
Yeah, he's not coming back to life.
Yeah.
If you don't buy him, then he will have died in vain.
Ridiculous. What am I doing? Oh, it's great. Oh, Tim, you're really helping everything. The world is saved.
Well, Tim, Diet Coke. That's what we're here to talk about, not slices of turkey breast. So you don't like Diet Coke?
I don't really. No, I don't.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see soda as an occasional indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have it built in where it's like, it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Diet Coke, I feel like, is this controversial? I think it's people lying to themselves.
The people at Coca-Cola are sponsoring this episode, Tim, so be careful.
I think it's people being like, I want to drink a lot of this, and I don't want the negative health effects from the sugar.
Yeah.
Which, look, I'm not a doctor, Tom. You're the doctor here.
Right, as I frequently have to remind patients when they come in. And you're like, come on into my office.
And it's aspartame? Is that what
that? Yeah, that's one of the things.
And you know, I did a deep dive and they've done all the studies and said, like, that's fine. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. I've read all the Coca-Cola scientists' research.
Well, we'll get into that because, like, Coca-Cola, like, really did kind of lobby for FDA approval for this thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say if you're going to drink soda, just accept it's going to be...
Just have the whole hog.
Yeah, just accept it's going to be unhealthy and just, like, do it in moderation.
Yeah, that's kind of... I mean, I've talked on this show before about how I used to have a problem where I would just buy 12 packs of Diet Coke or Coke Zero and have them in my house and then just drink them all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I stopped drinking them, I lost a bunch of weight. Which you would think wouldn't happen.
And also got the shakes.
No, that was a different time when I tried to quit cold turkey. This was just like, I just decided I wasn't going to have it in my house anymore. So I'll still drink it out. And nowadays I do have it in my house some. But it used to be like I was always stocked with it. Mm-hmm. And now I view it more as, like you said, a treat. But then also when I do have, you know, if I'm ordering dinner and it comes with a drink or I'm at a restaurant or something getting a drink, I'll often get, as long as it's not too huge, I'll get a Coca-Cola.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, I want to enjoy. I don't drink this as much. Might as well enjoy it. But then, yeah, sometimes like if it's at the movie theater, I won't get a 60-ounce Coca-Cola. Or whatever, then I'll get a Coke Zero.
But
it's probably
do you think it's actually healthier?
I think I would imagine, and again, I am a doctor, when you're drinking a lot of it in one sitting, it's probably better to drink Coke Zero than it is diet or regular Coke. It's regular Coke, you're getting all that. From what I understand, the big problem with diet sodas is that it causes your body to have the same type of like insulin reaction as it would if it were sugar.
Right.
And I could be completely wrong about this, but I think that's more of a problem if it's like over a long time. If you're doing that often, then you're really like screwing up your body's metabolism. But I think if you're doing it once in a while, it's like, well, if you're going to have a Coke or a Diet Coke, both of them are going to cause your body to react like your blood sugar spiking. So it's probably better to do that without having the calories. Whereas I think a lot of people drink Diet Coke in a way that they would never drink regular Coke because they think, well, this doesn't have any calories in it. It's fine if I have six of them a day.
Right.
And that, I think, you know, could probably cause some problems over time.
Yeah. I don't want to be wagging a finger at anybody for drinking soda.
Yeah.
You know, it's... and I don't know anything about, you know, whether it's healthy or not. The math that I'm doing in my head is, like, when I drink soda, it tastes good and brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be wrong and bad for me.
Tim, are you just trying to plug that we're reading the Bible on our Patreon podcast right now?
No, this is the way my mind actually works. No, that's how I judge. It's like, is this thing pleasurable? Okay, I should probably do it in moderation because anything pleasurable is inherently like probably taking years off my life.
Yeah. I don't think Diet Coke would. I think if you
when
drink
it comes
a lot
to,
of it.
When it
Coke.
Comes to my tastes,
yeah.
Specifically with food and drink.
Okay. What are your thoughts around the idea, well, I guess it's not an idea, the failed attempt Coke made to make new Coke because of the success of Diet Coke. Well, let's talk a little bit about the success, the initial success
of
Diet Coke.
Yeah, let's talk about the, okay, so Tom, you know what's wild about public companies?
What's that?
They have all these things, like these public documents.
Mm-hmm.
That like show how every decision is just kind of like ruthless business practices
because they have shareholders that they're accountable
to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it always runs so counter to the marketing.
Yeah.
So like the marketing of Diet Coke, the most egregious one. mm-hmm. was in 2018. Do you remember this? They started with a big game advertisement.
Okay.
The Because I Can campaign.
I don't think so.
And it's just like, I drink Diet Coke because I can. Uh-huh. And the marketing justification was like, the Because I Can campaign breaking today is all about doing the things in life that make you happy, no matter what anyone else
thinks. We found out through some market research that some elder millennials feel guilty whenever they enjoy anything.
And this is how they talk about it to their shareholders.
Yeah.
The guy that spearheaded the initial development of Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
The economics of Diet Coke were so unbelievably simple because it didn't have any sugar. When you remove the second highest cost item after aluminum cans,
I didn't even think about that. You
can make the numbers trend pretty well. Diet Coke gave us dramatically accelerated growth in a growing category with a very high margin structure. So they developed this because it's cheap as shit. And they're just like, hey, shareholders, we're just selling this garbage sugar water,
yeah.
and we're making so much more money on every can of Diet Coke. And then they're turning around to the consumer and just being like, because you can't, because you fucking deserve it. This is, drink this because you love it, because it's great, and don't worry about it.
Yeah, I wonder if that was one of the initial drivers for coming up with Diet Coke.
It absolutely was, yeah.
Just like, oh, how can we get rid of sugar to save money?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
wow.
like, what is the highest cost?
Yeah, it makes sense.
How do we do it? And Diet Coke doesn't taste like Coke, right?
Not really. I mean, a little bit.
It's a completely different...
But it's a different taste profile, which is what led to New Coke, because... Coke, at a certain point after Diet Coke came out, it became so popular that they kind of took the wrong message from it, I think, or took the, extracted the wrong results, conclusion, and they thought, oh, people like the way this tastes better.
Right.
So we should make regular Coke taste like Diet Coke. And that did not go over well at all, because people were like, no, I started drinking Diet Coke because I thought it was better for me. And then I got addicted to that because of the addictive chemicals inside of it. And that made me like the taste of this. But I'm not sitting here drinking this garbage and just going, yeah, I just wish it had more calories in it.
Yeah. I don't know, Tom. It's bad, right?
Did you know that when diet sodas started, which was a while before Coke came out, there were diet sodas.
Tab was one.
There were ones before Tab that they were sold in the health aisle at they were sold next to medicine and stuff at the store.
Soft drinks have such a weird history intertwined with
health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tonics and stuff.
Yeah.
That must have been a fun time to live in, though. When, somebody
the tonic
would roll
era.
Through. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Gather around.
Yeah. I'd like to see a guy in a wagon selling me some sugar tonic.
Yeah.
Or it's got heroin in it or something. Too.
I mean, that's the thing. Half the time, we talk nowadays about snake skin oil.
So you're getting that confused with the seats that you're getting put in and installed in your car.
I'm getting it confused with the oil I had to buy to shine the new seats I got in my car. These snake oil salesmen and these crazy tonics. But half the time you looked into these tonics and they had morphine in them,
yeah.
or cocaine or whatever. So I think a lot of times...
Probably did make you feel better.
Yeah, a lot of times people were buying these things and going, I don't know, this didn't grow my hair back, but Jesus, I have so much energy all the time.
The confidence that I don't need hair.
Exactly. I walked up to a cop and slapped him. But yeah, they used to sell these things in, and I believe maybe even Tab initially was sold in the health section, or the medicine section of stores.
Yeah. Weird times, Tom. Tab was discontinued a few years ago, Tom.
Yeah.
But if you go to the TWA hotel at JFK Airport,
they have it.
They have a stash of. It's not like, hey, we have an exclusive licensing deal with Tab. It's like,
oh, they just have a bunch.
We bought a bunch of cases of Tab before it went out of business. And every night they have like a Tab party where they make like Tab cocktails. But at some point it's like, they discontinued this in like 2018.
Yeah.
I guess this stuff doesn't go. It's all chemicals, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess as long as it's sealed, like eventually it will go flat maybe. But and maybe eventually like the chemicals will congeal and become nastier.
Yeah, I think
but
this is why they make cocktails out of it.
Yeah.
Like, we pour a bunch of alcohol in it.
But I don't
cares.
Think it's dangerous. I don't think there's anything like I don't
not
think
any it, more dangerous than Tab was.
Yeah, I don't think it can grow mold or anything like that in there. An interesting thing I learned about Tab during this, which I'll bring up now because who knows if there's gonna be room for more Tab talk later, is that when Pepsi Clear came out. Remember Pepsi Clear was
Crystal
such a big
Pepsi?
Deal? Chris, yeah, yeah.
Tom, come on, jeez.
Crystal Pepsi. Sorry, not Pepsi Clear.
What kind of veteran of the Cola Wars are you?
You know, and I was glad that I did track down when I was researching this stuff, because I remember when I was like maybe a teenager being in North Carolina and they had Crystal Pepsi still, and I was like, what the hell is this? But when you bought it, it didn't taste like Crystal Pepsi. It tasted like citrus. It was not Crystal Pepsi. It was Crystal by Pepsi. And it had like the same like design. It was a short-lived
product. Wackadoos in the marketing department for the big soda companies.
Well, listen to this. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard in any sphere. That when Pepsi, Crystal Pepsi started becoming like a big thing. Remember, it was huge when it came out.
Van Halen sang Right Now all about it during the big game.
Everybody was so excited about it. Coke decided like, all right, we got to do something. And, you know, the obvious choice would be we got to compete with them. They decided, no, we're going to do. And I don't know if this is a thing anybody's done before. They use this term kamikaze product. That they were going to create a kamikaze product that would destroy both.
Just take that entire line, that segment of the market out.
And the kamikaze product they designed was Tab Clear.
Mm.
So that in the customer's mind, Tab Clear and Pepsi Clear would be the like similar products. And like, oh,
Tab
Pepsi
is
Clear is like Tab. So it's like some shitty diet soda that doesn't really taste good. Like, oh, all right, then forget it. And it seems to have.
Do you think all the people that worked on the Tab team at Coca-Cola were like excited? Like, they came in at the day after the Super Bowl commercial for Crystal Pepsi ran, and they're like, guess what? We need something to compete with this, because they didn't tell the Tab guys that they're the kamikaze pilots.
And they're like, we've been, you know, it's been 3 months of sleeping in the office, but we finally done it.
Yeah, it was like, guess what? You guys are gonna step up. We think Tab can do it. We know Tab can take on Crystal Pepsi and Van Halen, and you know, become the dominant soda. And then Tab was like, great. And then they read about how it was just designed to fail.
Yeah,
suicide bombers.
Yeah, they got like the band Boston on board with them or something. Yeah, and I don't
Tab
know
team in their beige offices.
I mean, I have to imagine that Crystal Pepsi was always going to be a fad anyway, so I don't really know how much damage Tab Clear could have possibly done to it, but
we'll never
but
know.
But it certainly didn't help.
Tab. Let's pour one out for Tab.
Well, don't pour a Tab out. They're expensive. They're valuable.
Yeah, you could get a can of it at the TWA hotel. It's like, you know, like $26 for a can of Tab. And it's just, all right.
So it's like that. That's the one place where if you walk in and you say, can I have a Tab? They won't say, well, you got to order something first. Mm-hmm. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love second, and then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim, I want to talk about some of the other Diet Coke products.
Okay.
Diet Coke, a.k.a. Coca Light in some other markets.
Coca Light.
Coca Light.
Coca-Cola Light. What year did Diet Coke come out, Tom?
You would think I would have put that in my notes. I want to say like 82, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the shareholders page and they have an article called "The Extraordinary Story of How Diet Coke Came to Be." Mm-hmm. And the subtitle is "We Needed a Big Idea."
Yeah.
But then they have these, they talk about these like, corporate executives, mm-hmm. and they make them out to be like daring heroes who like risk their lives and reputation. It's just like, you guys are just like, well, coming up with new sodas.
I would say it was a good idea. I don't think it was a big idea. It was, let's make soda still. It wasn't like, let's design an airplane.
So, like, let's make soda that like people are talking about how our product is unhealthy. We'll make them think it's healthier and it'll be a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
cool.
It's everybody kinda like, wins.
It's a Ben Affleck movie that's coming out with Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. The Nike Air movie.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, look at these heroic guys that like signed Michael Jordan to an endorsement deal.
Yeah, like, oh, man, all they had to gain was millions and millions of dollars, but they found a way to do it.
Yeah, they're the real heroes, not the, you know, one of the greatest basketball players of all time that right. they hitched their wagon to. It's like,
yeah.
They were smart enough to see a really good basketball player.
A little before everybody else, yeah. But not really.
Not really, because he was like a huge star in college.
Yeah.
Well, movie, we're going to like that movie. It's going to be well done, Tom.
Yeah, it's probably going to be all right. And I mean, I do think these Coca-Cola men are heroes. Tim, some of the other Diet Coke, some of these I didn't even know about. The first one, which a lot to say about this, but I was kind of shocked that there is a version of Diet Coke called Diet Coke sweetened with Splenda.
Okay.
Apparently,
this is not interesting to anybody but you. Just so you know, this is one of those topics where, like, I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just let you monologue for an hour.
Apparently, came about because Walmart said to Coke, Splenda's really popular right now. Mm-hmm. We need you to make a product with Splenda.
What
in
does
it.
Walmart give a shit?
They sell a lot of Coke.
I know. That's fine. They're going to sell it either way. These people are going to go, if only I would buy soda, but there's none sweetened with Splenda.
Or maybe they, I think they probably accurately caught on to, hey, people don't realize Splenda's bad for them too yet.
Yeah.
And so we're
you got
seeing,
really into Splenda for
yeah,
a while, right?
Yeah,
you were a Splenda
stuff.
Boy.
Yeah. It's good stuff and it's good for you.
Not only is it not bad for you, it's actively good for you.
So I understand Walmart being like, hey, we're seeing like upticks in these other guys' sales. They probably didn't even really have to like demand Coca-Cola. Yeah. They probably just shared market research with them and told them, hey, this would be a good idea. Now, I thought that that was the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero, or Coke Zero Sugar now, that Coke Zero was Splenda. Apparently, it's not necessarily. Apparently, they do not really say what the sweetener is.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That it's like a mixture of sweeteners. And the real difference is just that Coke Zero, they say it follows the Coke Classic formula. I'm sure like they don't have any of the same ingredients in common, because like if you take one of those ingredients and change it, it causes some to become like poisonous, other ones to like solidify,
right.
Some to become gases, but it's made to taste like Coca-Cola.
Comes alive in some
it comes it gains sentience. but that's why Coke Zero tastes, you know, that's why they say Coke Zero tastes more like regular Coke. Which is crazy that it took them that long to realize, hey, we should make a Diet Coke for fans of Coke. And that's why I will always take a Coke Zero over a Diet Coke.
I feel like they don't care about we should make a Diet Coke for fans of Coke. And also, they use the word fans for people who, you know, imbibe their product.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Well,
like, you're not
imbibe their product and embrace their lifestyle.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think these fucking maniacs think that this is like, oh, no, soda is like filling a hole in these people's lives. Like,
yeah,
they
and
need
sometimes
this.
It is.
Yeah, I guess people like you.
Sometimes it's filling a soda-shaped hole in somebody's life.
The way that they talk about it, like, I really feel like these marketing
bozos think right.
Like, there's Coca-Cola people, there's Diet Coke people, and, you know, they're such different products with such different lifestyles that we don't care if there's any crossover. In fact, it's better if there is no crossover.
Yeah. And I think that
a product line for everybody, even though it's all just kind of like sugar water. It's all sugar water.
Well, I mean, to be fair, none of it actually has sugar in it anymore.
Right.
It's all chemical water, bubbly chemical water.
Well, this is your thing. You claim that everybody who drinks Mexican Coke in the U.S. is lying or is like just some sort of like lemming hipster.
Yeah. I'm going to do a taste test with you.
All right, but you can. But you also claim to be able to tell the difference between Coke Zero Sugar and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And
Coca-Cola. Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't something that is also flavored with something else, which is cane sugar, why wouldn't one be able to tell the difference?
Because it's still the differences between, like, processed sugar and processed corn syrup. They're coming out the same. You can't
then
taste
why aren't you saying that between processed corn syrup and Splenda?
Because they're completely different chemicals. What I'm saying is like processed cane sugar and processed corn syrup are chemically the same.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Tom,
who's the chemistry professor of the two of us?
That's you.
We've got to do a blind taste test. Also, I think I can tell the difference between a Mexican Coke and an American Coke, but
let me have it. I have one soda a month. Just let me just give it to me that I'm just like, I get the good stuff. I got something out of a glass bottle.
If it makes you feel better, sure. If it makes you feel like you're part of a lifestyle that you want to be a part of, then enjoy it, Tim.
That's all I want, Tom.
Don't let me make you feel even more guilty than you already do. All right. We talked about New Coke, so I'm not really going to go over that again.
Not on a Diet Coke episode. You just want to go, hey, let's get back to talking about Dr. Cosby. Oh,
why would I want to talk about him?
Because he was the face of New Coke.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't want to talk about
Tim once
Dr.
again.
Cosby
stop
for
calling
45.
Him fucking Dr. Cosby. He's not a real doctor. Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know they now make caffeine-free Coke Zero.
Tom, who gives a shit? Why is that surprising?
I just don't like caffeine-free soda. I think it's stupid.
Also, remind me, what's the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero?
Different formulas.
Okay. So why is it surprising?
Because I don't understand who gets Diet Coke caffeine-free anyway. And also Coke
caffeine-free. My mom in the 90s.
I know your mom in the 90s. That's where I know it from. It was always at your house when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And it was always warm. It was always in the closet instead of the fridge.
Because we didn't drink it at home like maniacs. She brought it with her to work.
Oh, she brought it to work?
Yeah.
She had it with lunch,
and she put it in the fridge at work.
Yeah. She probably often found that the 12-pack she had just bought was emptied by your idiot friends who didn't even like it.
And it's like, why didn't my mom keep them in the refrigerator so they wouldn't be cold for you guys to drink?
Well, the joke's on her because we drank them anyway.
And just been like, your family's weird. You drink warm soda.
All right. We'll blow past caffeine-free. Coca-Cola Life. Do you remember this?
No.
This was Diet Coke with stevia as the sweetener.
Dumb. You got to stop giving a shit about all these sweeteners.
But Tim, you got to stay up to date with all the sweeteners.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar. Stevia. This is why I'm just like, hey, let's keep it simple.
Stevia was the natural one. It's natural. It's fine to have.
It's different than Splenda?
Yeah. Stevia is from a plant, like a stevia plant.
Does it like rip your anal lining or something?
No, I think it's probably one of those things where it's one of those chemicals that's like way sweeter than sugar is.
Okay.
It's probably one of those chemicals where they have to like take 100 plants to make like one drop of it.
Right.
It's like not meant to be
and
used
so they've
that
ruined
way.
Like
yeah,
millions of acres. Yeah, exactly.
But
it's cleared it out for stevia farms.
Yeah. But I like stevia. Whenever I've had stevia,
just have
like
sugar,
it.
You freaking maniac.
I'm trying to watch my figure. Anyway.
It's not working, though, Tom.
Coca-Cola.
At some point, you have to just admit that it's not working and have a Mexican Coca-Cola once in a while.
Tim.
Out of that glass bottle.
I'm going to get that. I'm planning on having a figure that looks like that glass bottle. And it's not going to happen.
That's the dream, isn't it?
It's not going to happen by just drinking anything willy-nilly.
I've seen your very slinky wedding dress that you're planning on wearing.
Yeah, it's shaped just like a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Va-va-va-boom. That's what everybody's going to say when they see me.
Are you going to have your wedding at in Atlanta at the Coca-Cola headquarters?
I'll look into it. I didn't think about that. But yeah, they probably do have something like that. Yeah. Coca-Cola Life, stevia. It came in a green can, like a cool looking green can. It's green, you know.
Are they gonna have cannabis Coke at some point?
My guess
or
would,
THC.
Yeah, my guess would be that they would not make.
Oh, Tom. You got really excited by that prospect that you dropped.
I almost dropped my iPad. My guess would actually be that Coke probably already has like a subsidiary working on something like or like test marketing, but not with the Coca-Cola name.
No, no.
They never do anything. Diet Coke was the first drink that wasn't Coca-Cola to use the Coca-Cola trademark.
Right.
Like they're very protective of that. So I don't think they would make a cannabis one, but I know like Pabst.
You don't think they do like, hey, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart introduced Coca-Cola Green.
Maybe eventually once they've like test marketed a different brand soda.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
She's
an old lady and he's now an old man. But
wow, two people who be a spokesperson for anything for money, they're doing this. It must be good.
They should get a Snoop and Martha Stewart meal at McDonald's.
I would buy.
Yeah, it'll be a Big Mac and a filet of fish. 20-piece
McNuggets. Pabst Blue Ribbon is making like a cannabis infused Pabst drink, I think, in Colorado, maybe. And like, I think it's been out for a while now. So, and I forget who owns, I'm sure it's like one of the big conglomerates. Like, I know the beer companies are getting into that because they see competition. Like, oh shit, we don't want all of a sudden bars to have beer on tap and THC infused drinks on tap, and we're all of a sudden our market share is cut in half. Like, we're gonna get in on that too.
They already got screwed a couple summers ago with the seltzers.
Exactly. They're not gonna,
the seltzer craze over. This is my prediction for summer 2023. Seltzer craze over.
I don't think so. I think the seltzer, I think it's beyond the craze stage. I think it's just like
Pepsi was always going to be just a fad.
No, because I think people want, you know, like we've been to the UK a bunch. And like over there, you can buy a gin and tonic in a can.
Yeah, why don't they just do that here?
There are laws that stop that, but I think they're getting relaxed. Yeah. Because I've seen things like that now.
Yeah.
But I think that...
Also, just drink a hard... Mike's Hard Lemonade.
A lot of sugar in that, Tim.
Cool. Tom, what are you so concerned about sugar?
I'm being Joe Q consumer, and I'm telling you what they see. And they see... I want to get blitzed.
Too much sugar in this drink that I'm going to get fucked up and poison myself with.
Yeah. And what, I'm going to add sugar on top of that? Poison myself in two different ways?
Yeah, why not?
No, thanks. No, but I think...
THC to it.
I think a lot of... I don't know. I like a hard seltzer in the summer. It's nice. It's refreshing. They're usually like they're light. You know, it's like a 5% alcohol. It's not as like filling. They're nice. I think the craze has died down. I think they're like, whoa, look at this. That's gone away.
Like every single beverage company needs to.
Yeah, every beverage company's come out with one. I think it probably this summer, if it hasn't already, like shaken out, like who's going to continue making them.
You're confirming my prediction.
I think you are right that the craze is over.
We've hit peak hard seltzer.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a steep drop off from here.
Yeah, like I think the same amount of people are still gonna buy seltzer, but I don't think
they're not.
I don't think the market.
Idiot. No, they're not.
I don't think the market can sustain 100 different hard seltzer brands.
Fewer people are gonna buy it.
Coca-Cola,
normal drinks.
Let's get back to talking about Diet Coke, Tim.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Do you remember a little drink called Coca-Cola C2?
No.
Well, I do. This was a Coca-Cola.
Was this in the 90s?
No, this was in the mid-aught. I guess.
Now it's way out of the soda game at this point.
This was in the mid-aught. So this was when I was like working above a convenience store. That must have been
Twin Peaks? Were you one of these guys that want a light? got a light.
No, I didn't. I didn't like. I wasn't like part of the convenience store or anything like that.
You know, that's where like the center of all evil in the universe was above that convenience store.
Oh, well, that might guys explain came out a lot. Like,
got a light. And then the atomic bomb went off. Episode 8 of The Return. Sorry.
But this store must have been like a test market store. They always got the new Coke shit. I was working at the mall.
Oh, okay.
And there was a convenience store.
Okay, that was very. I thought you were in the Twin Peaks convenience.
No,
store.
No, I wasn't in Twin Peaks convenience store. But it was like, you know, I had like 15-minute breaks where it's like, well, you can't leave this mall. It's too big. So you just like walk around. And it's like, oh, I'll go to the convenience store. I'll get a drink.
Right.
That's the
I'd
same.
Go to Johnny Rockets, get a burger.
They didn't have a Johnny Rockets
burger. Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't, Tim. I was about to get so fucking mad at you.
You were about to, or you did?
I did, and then you laughed it off, and I sat back down. But yeah, they were getting the same convenience store, Tim, one time gave me a counterfeit $10 bill.
You got clowned.
Yeah. And I got so mad because, like, I forget where I tried to use that.
Maybe we should work on your rage.
I forget where I tried to use that $10 bill. And they were like, this is counterfeit. I was like, what? And I was shocked. They, like, gave it back to me. And then I went to the convenience store and I started screaming at them, like, what are you doing? Are you trying to put off counterfeit bills here? And they gave me another 10.
Yeah.
It was also fake. but counterfeit 10s, that's a good thing to counterfeit.
Yeah.
You know, because people check 20s. They don't check 10s.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, and you can counterfeit 1s, but you're not going to make a lot of money doing that.
Mm, it's a volume business at that point.
And volume's the trouble when you got counterfeit dollars.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to move around.
Need a lot of ink, too.
Yeah. Cash is a lot more, a lot heavier than people think.
Yeah. Also, cash isn't used. There, Tom, this freaking new deli that opened on my corner. There's a steep discount.
Tell me
for
about
Asian
what kind of Cokes they got there first.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Because guess what? Right out front, outside of that is a taco truck.
Mm-hmm. That sells Mexican Cokes.
It sells Mexican Cokes for like $4.50.
How much of a discount they give you for cash?
You would think it'd be like 3% or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, it's just like, it's seemingly like 40% off pay cash.
Yeah. I mean, it's I get like, the like, hey.
We got to pay those.
Yeah, we got to pay the fee. So like we'll give you that money if you just pay us cash. But anything beyond that, it's like, and also we're not going to tell the IRS
exactly,
about this money.
Yeah.
But anyway, Coca-Cola C2. This, I feel like they could reintroduce this product to the market today and it would do better. The idea with this one was it was basically when you go up to the soda fountain and you do half Diet Coke, half regular Coke.
Okay.
So it had half the calories of Coca-Cola, but it wasn't no calories.
People are so... How many calories does a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola have?
I want to say like 200, maybe?
Okay. And there's zero calories in Diet Coke?
Zero or one, I think.
Okay. So we're talking about a can of C2's got 100 calories.
I think so. Like somewhere, I know it was like half.
We're splitting the difference here.
Yeah. I'm looking at carbohydrates, nutritional facts.
But isn't it
200? This is a bottle. So a 20 ounce bottle, sorry, is 240 calories and 65 grams of sugar.
Sheesh.
Which is apparently a lot.
Yeah, whenever they do those things where it's like, this is how many sugar packets would be in a can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 18 or something. It's like, oh, no.
Well, I was thinking about recently. I remember like they were trying to get people to drink less soda, and they came out and they were like, each can of Coca-Cola has as much sugar as 2 Cadbury eggs. And all I thought with that was, oh, that's all the sugar Cadbury eggs have? Just half of a can of soda? Like it completely
that just gave you license
opposite.
To, yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I'm going to eat more Cadbury eggs then.
I have that with money where it's like, oh, like, this is only $20? Well, I pay $40 for a month for this thing. So like, yeah, I can also splurge on this. And it's like, just means that.
It's not the way things work, but it's the way they work in our brains.
Yeah, it's fine.
So Coca-Cola C2, half the sugar, half the...
Why don't you homebrew that? Sell that on the streets?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it.
Well, here's what you need to get. Mm-hmm. Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and a mixing machine.
Big mixing machine. A big one, Tom.
Yeah.
Because again, this is going to be a volume business.
And a way to put the bubbles in once they come out when I pour out the two sodas.
Once you crack that, I think I can convince the deli downstairs for me to stock it. Because
they
seem pretty
shady. I'll give them a cash discount.
Yeah, they seem pretty shady. I think they'd be amenable to it.
I get that like there can only be so many products, but nowadays it seems like Coke does have so many different flavors and stuff that I'm kind of surprised they haven't reintroduced this and been like, yeah, just put it out there. Some people will buy it.
Yeah. I mean, things have gotten too much. There's too many lines. Yeah. They need to simplify it.
Well, so along those lines, this is going off the Diet Coke track a little bit here, but after World War II, there was this, who is he, a general? Zhukov in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
He was introduced to Coca-Cola by Dwight D. Eisenhower. And he loved it, of course. He was like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
But as Coca-Cola was regarded in the Soviet Union as a symbol of American imperialism, Zhukov was apparently reluctant to be photographed with or reported as consuming such a product. According to journalist Tom Standage, without corroborating sources, so dang it with a grain of salt, Zhukov later asked whether Coca-Cola could be manufactured and packaged to resemble vodka.
Huh.
So he's basically like, look, I can't get a picture out there of me drinking Coca-Cola. Can you make it look like vodka? That'd be fine.
Is that why Crystal Pepsi? So yeah, we can do that.
Well, so he reportedly made this inquiry through General Mark W. Clark, commander of the U.S. sector of the Allied occupied Austria, who passed on the request to Harry S. Truman, and Truman got it done, and they made what was known as White Coca-Cola, and it was clear Coke. They just didn't add the caramel color to it.
Right.
And if you don't do that, it's apparently pretty clear.
Yeah, I remember you yelled at me about Crystal Pepsi one. You lectured me about that.
And they just put it in like straight.
You wrote a letter to Van Halen being like, oh, this isn't anything new. They just didn't put the caramel coloring in.
Straight bottles, so not curvy bottles.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not sexy at all.
With a white cap, that's why it was called White Coke, that had a red star on it. And it was otherwise unlabeled.
Wow.
And just for this guy. That's pretty cool.
I guess if you're into the Soviet Union, Tom.
I'd be into the Soviet Union if that somehow got Coca-Cola to make me my own drink that I could pass off as liquor.
Well, Diet Coke, Tom, bringing it back to Diet Coke, mm-hmm. Which we were ostensibly talking about, a couple years ago did an unlabeled marketing campaign with influencers.
Mm-hmm.
It's hashtag unlabeled, and it was about starting a conversation around labels and how labels are bad or whatever. Uh-huh. But Tom, take a look at these cans.
Whoa.
And tell me, you don't think that's cool as hell.
I remember seeing those. Yeah, those cans look awesome.
An influencer would be, it's just like, it's got a colored stripe down it. And
yeah, it's the skinny Diet Coke cans.
Yeah, and it's all the colors of the rainbow, from red to purple?
Yeah.
Violet?
Well, now are those the flavors, or it's just they put random colors on.
I think it might have just been random colors. Okay. I think it was also an LGBTQ situation.
Because I was going to say, I feel like some of those colors they do use on those cans for like lemon Coke and mango Coke.
There's enough with the product lines, Coca-Cola.
Nah, keep
Coke,
them coming.
Diet Coke. And Tom, yes, out of respect to Dr. Cosby, as you always insist, new Coke.
Coke 2, it was later called. And Tim, this last Diet Coke, I think one of the most interesting Diet Cokes, I do remember this Diet Coke, and I remember buying it, Diet Coke Plus, which was Diet Coke with vitamins in it.
Well, yeah. So.
A good source of vitamins, B3, B6, and B12, and the minerals zinc and magnesium. Apparently, it had like trace amounts of these things.
I'm sure.
But I think this was when Smart Water started taking over, maybe.
Vitamin Water?
Vitamin Water. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm like, it's not Smart Water.
Which had like more sugar than like.
Right. But people were like, it's got vitamins.
Yeah.
So it's got to be better than everything else. I think this was around that time and they were like, oh, we can lie too. But I remember the cans were kind of cool because it said it looked like a regular Diet Coke can, but then it had like a multicolored plus on it. That it was in like a kind of cool futuristic font.
You could stock it in the health food aisle, the wellness aisle.
Yeah.
You know about the wellness industry now, Tom?
Yeah. We should get it on that.
Really should.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our links to our social media and whatnot there. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
Check out patreon.com/complete guide for books, the podcast, and more. This week, we're reading the Book of Revelation in the Bible. Bible study.
Yeah, we're wrapping up the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, we just did Genesis and then Revelation. We did the first book and the last book.
You can use context clues to figure out everything that happened.
I'm sure it'll be real simple. A to B.
Yeah. Just follow the threads. Patreon.com/complete guide.
They introduced a couple of characters in the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I assume they'll reoccur in the last chapter and you can figure out what happened on their journey.
Patreon.com/complete guide. You get that episode and all the old episodes of, they won't be old. They'll be new to you. Books, the podcast, and more there.
Yeah, don't call it old.
That's why I said new to
you. No, I'm talking to the people.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell anyone else it's old either. Tim, I just want to finish up. This is not a Diet Coke, but it is a rabbit hole I fell down. Did you know about this OK Soda? This was Coca-Cola's attempt at branding towards Gen X in 1993. Uh-huh. So this was a soda brand they created based on the assumption that the generation was cynical and disillusioned. The company named the product OK because their research found that while Coke was the second most recognizable word in the world, OK was the first. Plus, the word OK helped the soda underpromise instead of making it seem like it was the next great thing, which fit in perfectly with its marketing strategy to less than trusting Gen Xers.
We don't like Gen Xers anymore, right?
No, but back then everybody did. Everybody was desperately trying to sell to a generation that said, "Hey man, I don't want to be sold to."
Remember it was like they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll never sell out." And it was also like, "We're cool." And it was also like, "I could buy a house and I work part-time at a coffee shop."
Yeah.
And everything sucks, man.
Yeah, and it's awful.
Yeah.
They had the artist Daniel Klaus was one of the people that designed the cans. And Klaus gave his OK Soda mascot the facial features of Charles Manson, saying that none of the contracts he signed said, "Don't put a mass murderer on the can."
He's cool. I like him.
Yeah. He apparently also said he did it because they paid him more than he had like collectively made in his career at that point. But listen,
he was smart enough to be like, don't sell out, but like if someone's gonna give you a lot of money,
right,
then, and like not attach strings to it, and I could like fuck their,
with them. Yeah, that's a dream. Yeah. Like I got paid a fortune to put Charles Manson on a Coke can and they didn't realize what I was doing. But I thought this is pretty cool. They ran these prizes like in a, you know, when you would buy the sodas out of a machine, where they came with some form of OK Soda merchandise rolled to fit, usually a hat. And so it would be like attached to the can, the actual hat, and an additional $2 to buy another can of OK Soda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I guess like
that's cool.
You would get the hat instead of a soda. So I'm sure some people would be like, oh, all right, but I still want a soda. And those were my only quarters. But all that, each can had like a different slogan on it. And all these slogans are so Gen X. Here are some. What's the point of OK? Well, what's the point of anything?
I mean, this is like some boomer in Atlanta being like, yeah, what a Gen X.
Okay, Soda says, don't be fooled into thinking there has to be a reason for everything. Okay, Soda does not subscribe to any religion or endorse any political party or do anything other than feel okay. Never overestimate the remarkable abilities of Okay brand soda. Please wake up and know everything's going to be okay. Apparently it tastes like a combination of orange soda and flat Coke.
Cool. These marketing guys, they just sniff their own farts all day, huh?
Yeah, it's got to be great.
You love sniffing farts.
I love sniffing farts. And I love new Coke ideas. If I could do both of those all day and get paid a 6 or 7 figure salary, I'll do it. I won't even put Charles Manson on any of the cans.
You might accidentally sign someone who will. But it'll give it cred.
I'll never knowingly do it. That's what I swear to you, Coca-Cola. Hire me.
He's crossing his fingers. Don't do it.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.